A decade ago, when my son raised his hand and vowed to support and defend the Constitution while being sworn in to the U.S. Armed Forces, I felt a collision of emotions, burning pride, aching loss, jubilation, consuming worry, and the passing of years. How had we gone from pacifiers to camouflage uniforms so quickly? A big part of my pride came from the fact that I had served a generation before my son, so his enlisting felt like the beginning of a family tradition. In fact, he was born at Ireland Army Community Hospital in Fort Knox, Kentucky, in 1987. As my son prepared to follow in my footsteps, I was eager to pass along advice on how to succeed. I began to craft a list of suggestions, as any dad would when his child was venturing into this world. But the more I wrote, the more I realized that this wasn't a guide to surviving boot camp. It was a guide for life, substitute department manager for drill sergeant, and the advice rings just as true for the civilian world as it does for the military. My son survived boot camp and is thriving today as a NASA engineer. Perhaps these words of hard-learned wisdom contributed to his success in some way. I certainly like to think so. If this advice worked for him, it just might work for all of us as well. Never argue with drill sergeants. If you have a differing opinion, ask whether you can give yours. They'll tell you whether there's any room for discussion. If not, salute and move out smartly. Don't roll your eyes or let your attitude show either. The drill sergeants will pick up on it and eat your lunch.